It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
The first poem today is by poet Jerry Maguire, who teaches in the English department at University of Louisiana at Lafayette. The poem, Venus Transit, has an epigraph from Billy Eckstein's I Want to Talk About You, the epigraph being the moon and the stars, the objects on Mars. And here is the poem, Venus Transit. Now it's time to believe in the stars again, to believe them in, to life and all, as all around the world. Tonight men and women will sit down after a day of staring at the sun and try to say something I am trying to say. What is it we want to talk about? Ella Fitzgerald, with her silk stocking voice, seemed to know. Billy Eckstein, all depths of flowing water, knew too. But we're really in the dark. Like me, all those men and women have heard the next lineup like this, that small dark pill sliding, pulsing and sliding, slow across the hot puffy face of the sun like a stethoscope, in search of a beat or a clot struggling towards the heart, will be 8 years from now. The next one after that, another 100 years. So let's try hard this time, friends. Whatever it is that black dot is telling us, if we miss it now, we'll only have one more chance. Something we all sensed we almost knew will be lost in transit, not swallowed up in fire, but simply drifting out of our sight into perfect cold and dark. And the second poem from the same collection by Jerry Maguire is entitled A Small Room, and it too has an epigraph from Robert Frost's The Silken Tent. And only by one's going slightly taut in the capriciousness of summer air. The poem A Small Room by Jerry Maguire. Like training a dozen kittens to march in rows in a small room full of butterflies, getting to know the heart. I mean, its twists, its brief flights and incredible bounces can seem to take a whole life of mischances. You learn that butterflies have an effect on everything. You learn that quiet tones and quiet glances are better than stomping on them all and shrieking, but that the basic problem remains no matter what. While you wait for illumination or lightning to strike, the kittens grow, have kittens of their own, and disappear into meadows of milkweed that spring up in the little room and blow their silk to the winds to celebrate the butterflies in their swirling generations. And only at the moment when two kittens finally master those earnest cadences and learn to take two steps together, oblivious of the fluttering world of their own desire, do you glimpse the crazy grace of a life of capricious resonances, chance and chancing, and take wing into a greater room where marching comes to a halt, stunned, as abandoned as dances.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.